Welcome to the Lessons from the Great Coaches podcast.
I've learned that you don't do it alone.
You learn so many different things from so many different coaches.
That's an elite learning environment.
Failure is not a problem. How you deal with it is a problem.
How to be resilient.
How important it is to infuse joy in the process of learning.
To be a good coach, you've got to give more than you take.
What an interesting life it is to be a leader.
Hello and welcome to the Great Coaches Podcast, where we believe that there is no algorithm for leadership, and so we interview great sports coaches from around the world to try and find ideas to help all of us lead our families, our colleagues, and our teams better. As the podcast has grown, the great coaches we have interviewed have shared so much insight and wisdom that we decided to create episodes dedicated entirely to the ideas that have resonated with us the most. Today's episode is just a short one, and it focuses on the topic of another voice.
You're listening to the Lessons from the Great Coaches podcast.
One of our most played podcasts comes from Australian rules football coach Damien Hardwick. His story of turning his career around through attending an authentic leadership course at Harvard and then ultimately leading his Tigers to 3 premierships resonated with many, many people. A couple of weeks back, he resigned unexpectedly mid-season. There was no acrimony with the club or players, and in typical style, Damien held a press conference where he was open, self-effacing, and grateful for the opportunity he had had at the club. At one point towards the end of the press conference, he said something that caught my attention.
Time for a different voice. You know, I've pushed every button I can. I've tried to cook the sausages 1,000 different ways, and I couldn't find 1,001. So I think the players deserve a new voice that will hopefully give them that spark to hopefully lead to something that could be pretty special this year. And
the idea of a new voice delivering a fresh message was also something another one of our most played episodes featured. This time it was Rick Charlesworth, an Olympic gold medal winning coach, a medical doctor, and a former politician, who is also one of Australia's most famous coaches. And he said this in our interview.
When you're a coach, you have to keep changing yourself. You can't, the message gets a bit dull after a few years. So I was fortunate to have a group of people around me who were able to do that. I had very good assistant coaches. And in 1999, for instance, I mean, I sat on the back bench a lot and other people did the coaching. And so I was refreshing myself for the Olympic year.
This new voice, though, doesn't have to be someone else speaking. It can just be new ideas that you share with the team but have taken from somewhere else. Here is Sean Dyche, the English Premier League coach, talking about this idea when we interviewed him just before he was appointed as the Chelsea coach.
You steal ideas, but then you mould them into your own because you're going to deliver them in a different way than who you stole them from, of course. But I do think most top coaches are top thieves, and somewhere down the line, they'll have experienced. Well, the obvious one who's a genius at it, and he actually tells the world he's a genius at it, is Mourinho, because he studied under Bobby Robson. Yeah. He learned languages. He watched coaching styles. He watched warm-ups. But then what he did that was clever is he sort of nicked it, but then formulated it. So he didn't literally thieve it and then just display it as his own. He then formulated it with his own twist, his own feel, and turned it into something that made him one of the top managers around the world of all time, or certainly in a group of top managers of all time.
The idea of a different or new voice taken from somewhere else is something myself and the team have been thinking a lot about over the last couple of months. We have gone back to the 100 plus video interviews we've done with the great coaches so far and snipped out their insights on leadership topics like culture, communication, and conflict. We have brought this together into a database that you can search through by keyword, sport or coach, download and then share. We'll be adding to it regularly as we interview more great coaches from around the world. Our goal is to expand the database and we're now searching for a sponsor to help us achieve this. So if you know an organisation that is focused on leadership and would like their name presented alongside the achievements of our guests, then please let us know. Creating the Insight database has been quite an exhaustive effort, but as Damien, Rick and Sean have pointed out, sometimes you do need a new or different voice to help deliver the message, and we hope that the insights we have brought together will help you achieve this. The video quality, like all Zoom sessions, is not always great, but their words are timeless, universal, and in many instances, reinforce each other's key points. I've used many of the small videos myself in my executive coaching and mentoring sessions, as the insights also talk to business, life, and family challenges in a way that is authentic and very people-centric. We also feature some of these insights in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up to on our website, thegreatcoachespodcast.com. In this newsletter, we try and pick material for you to share around your dinner table, locker room, or boardroom table for discussion, so we hope you find it helpful. As always, please let us know how we're going. The interaction with the people around the world who listen gives us great energy and keeps us going. And if it's positive feedback you have, then please let your friends know too. All the details on how to connect with us are in the show notes or on our website, thegreatcoachespodcast.com.